number 8, please.
Item number 8 is also from the Office of the Sheriff, submitting an information report from IMSD regarding web-focused business intelligence. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Inasmuch as the gentleman identified on page 21, do you still have
well, no, not identified.
Oh.
No, long
okay. Captain Barco and Mr. Carrier?
Correct.
Correct.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what we're doing here today is just giving an informational update on a law enforcement analytics project we started beginning of 2011. This is a business intelligence solution that was put in for the Sheriff's Department, the intent of delivering rich, consumable, interactive information to the Sheriff's Office, being able to provide information to a wide range of employees, managers, supervisors, given the capability to do analytics and also real-time monitoring of information and activities that are occurring. As part of this solution, part of the technology allows us to deliver reports in different ways. We can do predictive forecasting. We can deliver reports in flexible ways, active technology. We'll go through some of that. We'll show you some examples of that. The ability to provide data to the end users in different formats, including Excel, PDF, using dashboards, concept of a dashboard to consolidate information from multiple sources so that people can get access to a lot of different streams, do real-time monitoring, ability to interact with mapping technology so we can push data and see it visually on maps that are provided by our GIS department, and we'll show you some examples of that as well. So the core technology that makes up this solution is the key, obviously, is the business intelligence piece of it. But the architecture that supports the solution also includes the ability to cleanse data from a data integrity standpoint. We have transformation solutions, allows us to transform the data to make it representative of information. We can cleanse data, and we can validate to make sure we have correct information getting pushed out to the end users. go ahead. And one of the key things that we also did was the ability to plot data on maps. So we're leveraging existing tools that are actually put in by our GIS, our county GIS department. It's called an Esri Maps. We're able to overlay our data onto those maps so that we can visually see where traffic accidents are occurring, where citations are being issued. You know, big topic right now is violence on the transit system. We actually have data feeds to MCTS. We can actually see the incidents and plot those and see where they're occurring near real time. Concept of a dashboard. This is the delivery method for our reports. So basically what we can do is we can customize dashboards to different audiences. So we have dashboards created for command staff that get the high-level picture. We also have dashboards that we can create for deputies in the squads, for instance, that gives them information perhaps that, you know, these are the things that have occurred prior to their shift, so they kind of know what's going on. This is where a cluster of accidents have occurred. They know now that they should probably go into that area to patrol that area rather than stay in someplace else where there's no activity. One of the other neat features that we have included in this product is enterprise searching capabilities. So one of the things, you know, the concepts we use is it's kind of like Google for county data. So we can do search terms and connect this to different data sources, and it can return data from multiple systems back to the end user. So as an example, if we have a suspect, for instance, we're looking for that maybe had a red bird tattoo, we can actually put that in as a search term. It can search multiple systems and bring that detail back for investigative purposes, and the users then can drill down into the detail of those reports. The other concept we have is ad hoc reporting. This is used a lot in some of the areas, but with the tool that we have, this is actually true end-user ad hoc reporting. We present the data to the users. The end-users can then create their own reports using a guided wizard. Once they go through and create this report, they can actually save those in their own library so they can pull it up the same report the next time, so they're not always creating the reports from scratch. It also includes capability enterprise tools called ReportCaster, and one of the key things here for us is the ability to schedule reports and alerts. So one of the ways we're using this today is we actually have alerts set up that when certain thresholds are met, the command staff will get an email that includes data in that email to let them know of a situation that might be occurring that they have to respond to. So, for instance, we'll have a threshold in the booking area. If we meet that threshold, meaning that a certain period of time has elapsed, command staff will be made aware of that so they can take action to make sure that we are booking people promptly. One of the other advantages we have with this tool is we have other large law enforcement agencies using the same technology, so it allows us to do a lot of collaboration. So our intent here is we're going to actually start collaborating with some of the other departments using this, sharing data, sharing reports, so that, you know, we don't have to reproduce the wheel every time we want to look at a new report. Yeah. Go ahead and skip these. Keep going. So some of the key tools that make up this solution. Obviously, the part of the business intelligence, one of the key pieces is the managed reporting, the WebFocus managed reporting tool. And this is a web-based component. And this is really what drives all the data reporting. It basically is the technology driving the creation of these dashboards and the presentation of the data. InfoAssist is the ad hoc end user reporting tool. And again, this is meant for the end users. So the IT side of things, we will stand up access to the different data sources in the county. So for instance, we can connect to Ceridian data, Advantage data, Sheriff's Records Management System, incident records, and stand all that up where the end users can report against that directly without any IT involvement. We have the technology of active report technology, which in addition to just getting data on a report, it's actually interactive. So for instance, we can create a report, send it to you via email, and you can actually open that report up through your email, and it's actually interactive where you can then do additional filtering, additional sorting, you can chart on the fly. You can then save that and then forward that on to somebody else. It's also an opportunity for easy way for us to share data with other partners. So we were talking recently, I think, about sharing juvenile justice data. This is a technology that would make that very easy, where we could then send secured emails to other partners, providing them that data. They can then use that and manipulate it and look at the data different ways. We already talked a little bit about report casting. The key there, again, is the scheduling and the alerts. This is what we can set up for automated delivery of reports via email to different folks at a certain schedule. It also maintains a report library, so any reports we create or any reports that end users create themselves are stored in a central library that they'll have access to. We talked about the Magnify search tool that's at Google Search. numerous adapters by this vendor. We pretty much can connect to any data source that's out there today. Visual discovery is a tool that allows us to look at data visually. So instead of looking at just raw numbers, it presents the data in a visual way to help people understand the data better. Sometimes a lot of people interact better with pictures rather than just raw data. Go ahead, Brian. So one of the keys that we're looking at here is the expanded use. Currently, this is licensed for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office only. And when we actually executed this contract, we actually included licensing so that we could expand the use of this tool to other county departments as well as other county municipalities. So we have the capability to actually host this solution in Milwaukee County for other agencies at a reduced cost. And so what we're trying to do is look for partners, look for opportunities where that might make sense. We're speaking to other police agencies, such as the City of Milwaukee Police Department, other major departments, to see what the interest is and see if we can move forward on some collaborative efforts. So again, the key here for us is the idea of having that unprecedented control access to our system data, which we currently lack in the county. We're also looking at integration to some of our existing tools. I know a lot of folks now, especially in the budget area, they use Excel quite a bit. And so with this tool, we can actually create reports that can be exported in Excel so they can continue to use Excel as their primary tool if they so choose. And the data is presented in such a way that it actually maintains all the formulas and calculations and summations so that it, not only do you get the data, but it's still interactive for you. So at this time, I guess the next step here is we actually wanted to bring up the live system and kind of show you some examples of what we've created now for the Sheriff's Department that we actually have in effect.
Ooh.
So this is an example of a detention services ComStat report that we've created. I don't know, Brian, if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Every one of our divisions in the Sheriff's Office has a ComStat report similar to this. As Andy was talking about, the ability to drill down or drill into data. So we can click here on the link. Drills us in to the detail. This is active reporting. We can very simply roll up this data and sum it or aggregate it by description. You can see that. Let me slide it over here a little bit. Creating reports on the charts on the fly. Okay, we simply can click. You don't want a bar chart. You like a pie chart better. Chart, some of the more other data sets, we can do scatter charts, scatter plots, and then as Andy was saying, we can simply export this in email. We can package this report and send it to anyone who needs the information. The benefit is that everything that I was able to do right here, you're able to do on a mobile device. So whether it be a smartphone, a tablet, PC. It packages all the code and data behind the scenes and sends you the entire file as an application.
Were we all doing them in RMS?
Yep. Oh, no, we're not.
Okay. One of the other benefits. Going to go here real quick so to show you how WebFocus acts as the way we designed the system to interact with our existing data systems is WebFocus really acts as a portal for other data systems, for example, our records management system. And if I log in here, so, you know, a similar concept here is, you know, we're able to click on this report from this, you know, drill down capability. We can click here on the incident number, and it will load the case information, incident information. From
so
here.
Yeah, so the idea here is, you know, we're presenting summary data to end users that they can view, and we allow them to drill down into that data and actually get down to the level where they can actually bring up the actual report that the officer wrote for this incident. So we started out at summary saying we have 50 of this type. We drill down, they can see all 50, and then if you drill down into a specific record, you can get down to the level of detail from the report that was written by that officer.
All right, so here's an example of this is the actual incident report for that incident. And like I said, WebFocus allows us the ability to use it as a portal so that the end user only has to log into one system to access a variety of other systems.
Let me go ahead and show them the maps.
So here's an example of our incident mapping. It plots the points automatically in real time. The nice thing about this is we can hover over an incident, click on it, it'll tell us what it is. Same thing here, we can click on the link and it takes us right into the actual crime report, incident report for that type of incident. This is great for the deputy sheriffs that work for me that analyze data and provide command staff with suggestions, different tactics and strategies to address issues that are currently going on, in real time.
With the use of analytics in other jurisdictions, how has that changed their crime-finding capability? Has there been a dramatic decrease in incidents of particular crimes or overall incidents of crimes over time?
Sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, overall, I mean, if you look like in the city of Milwaukee, for example, I mean, they have had a reduction of crime. That, you know, obviously they've reported, over the past, several years. The idea, though, is as Andy said, the idea is to take this technology and build on it, where we're able to collaboratively work in conjunction with, say, the city of Milwaukee. We share their data, we give them our data, and we're able to share the information, so it gives us a bigger picture of what's really going on with crime patterns and crime trends.
I mean, one of the examples, again, was the transit system and some of the incidents going on there. You know, we now get data from the transit system that we've actually applied, and Brian will bring that map up for you. We now can send this to MPD, and they can get the data that we see, so they can now look at this as well and see where incidents are occurring on the transit system and effectively deploy their staff.
Particularly since now there's a collaboration between
the
department.
With the interactive map, you know, we can turn on different categories and features. You know, if we want to just see, you know, for example, we just want to look at, fights that are occurring, we can pull that up. The map automatically zooms in, and then, like I said, we can actually click on it, and we'll get a description, location, incident number, that is related to that incident.
And as you can see on the map as well, you see all those little dots. Those are actually representations of the different bus routes mm-hmm. and all the stops on those routes. So when you pick up an incident, it kind of shows you which route that actually is on.
Yeah, okay. And this gives us the ability to deploy resources specifically to targeted areas rather than guessing on where something is occurring. We typically look back 3 days, 7 days, and 21 days. And we can easily overlay those map images and create the and conduct the analysis that we're targeting, putting in resources that's going to have the greatest impact on reducing the problem that is going on at that time.
Mr. Supervisor Broderick.
Yeah, I was just, are all municipalities currently participating in this, or is that implied by what you're attempting to institute?
No, actually, that's one of the things we're trying to work on.
Yeah.
Right now, with the licensing we have to actually use this technology is only for the Sheriff's Department at this time, and we have pre-negotiated rates to include other departments, other municipalities, for solutions hosted by the county. So we can, you know, we're working, you know, right now we actually reached out to MPD to see if they were interested, and they're working on that. They're going to get back to us. So we're hoping to be able to collaborate with the city of Milwaukee and have them help pay for some of that licensing. We've also talked to other departments such as Children's Court Center, who have also expressed an interest in possibly using this technology to help them with solutions for sharing juvenile data in a secured way. One of the other advantages we have as well, the Sheriff's Department uses a records management system called Phoenix RMS. And we have 12 other municipalities in Milwaukee County also using that same vendor's product. So some of the maps we're just showing you that are linking back into the incidents, if we get them on board, we can actually take our solution and give it to them, and they'll work right out of the box without any additional development because they're using the same system.
What's true of Milwaukee, is that necessary then to negotiate that kind of agreement with all suburban municipalities in Milwaukee County as well?
Well, this agreement will allow us to, you know, once we pay that licensing, we can then host the solution for any of those municipalities once that licensing is paid.
And what's the what's a reasonable guesstimate in terms of timeline to make this fully operational?
Mm-hmm. Well, we spent about, over the last year, pretty much all of 2011, getting the technology all set up and working. And, you know, to be honest with you, this is a very encompassing tool. And we're really scratching the surface of what the capabilities are. So, you know, this is always a continually ongoing project where we're always going to be implementing new things. But to develop, like, kind of what we're talking about today, we already have the technology. It's already there. So really, we can take this solution, for instance, let's say we want to bring City of Milwaukee on board who's using a different system. The way we designed this was we designed it in such a way that the report actually connects to a what they call a view. And so as long as their system can provide the same data elements, they can take that report and use it as is without any customization whatsoever.
But currently, if a crime occurs in Brown Deer and Brown Deer is not hooked in, that's not going to show?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So yeah. How long would it take, do you assume? I know that might be a very rough estimate, and it depends on municipal cooperation and
correct.
Those agreements. But do you envision this happening in the next 5 years or three
years?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. I would say in that 3 to 5 year range is realistic. We do, just so people are aware, we do have data sharing capabilities now with the other Phoenix users. As part of that technology, I can actually do a search and retrieve data from the other municipalities' records management systems. We're trying to expand that. We actually have some interfaces we're working on with the state to increase that capability so that City of Milwaukee, for instance, they report all their incidents to the state. We have a tool that we can actually go to the state and search those. So
and obviously the potential at least is here down the line to be able to plug in a name and get results from all 50 states.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So
Supervisor Broderick is a former Milwaukee police
department. Oh, excellent. Okay.
Very good questions.
We didn't have computers then.
So I guess unless any other questions?
Any questions, comments from committee members?
Sounds like a great system.
It is.
I want to thank you very much for your presentation. I've learned a lot, and what you have here is going to be something that I think, I hope will eventually decrease crime tremendously, because you're going to know what's going on, and the bad guys are going to try to do whatever they're going to go, but mm-hmm. they're going to be tags and marks and ticklers and all types of stuff on them, and they'll find out later.
Correct. And the other thing I will mention, this presentation is actually, we didn't go through a lot of it, but this presentation is in Legistar, so if you wanted to pull that down and read it in more detail, and obviously if you have any questions, our contact information is in there. Feel free to email or call us.
Is there a glossary that would go with this? For instance, drill down to someone from my years might mean obtain additional or more specific information?
Sure. If, yeah, absolutely. And if you'd like, I actually have some
end
links.
End user means cop?
Yes.
Well, yeah, cop or, you know, analyst.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
Going forward, when we roll this out to, you know, rest of Milwaukee County, I mean, you folks will have access to some of these tools as well, so you can see real time what's going on in the county.
Good.
And we'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.